Hello, patrons. It's the post show, season Yay! 2, episode 10, Nebula Jazz. So, yeah, damn, Rex, you got womped on today, like real bad.
I didn't even do anything, dude.
The massive anticlimax, like the whole episode was like, Rex comes out of the prison. He's like, I'm ready to kick some fucking ass. Like, it's like we did the action movie cliches right up to the end, and then it was just like, nope.
And then Armis got the kill, and then I got beat up by the guards.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was just trying to protect you.
I kind of love that. Like, it kind of is the best.
Yeah.
Kind of perfect how that went.
It is kind of perfect, yeah. Because, I mean, what's the alternative? Like, Rex did actually get his ass kicked when he was supposed to win, and then this way is kind of funnier. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
The one thing I will hope, though, I was hoping that that reveal at the end would be Thuja and not Leviathan. Because I don't think Leviathan would be up to taking Rex out, but
she didn't do it. Like she was in the crowd, and all the guards like just collaboratively beat you up, and then she was like, "Look what I did! Look, I have this for you." And like, also, So like, Artemis, you're basically the captain of the ship now, because you defeated their captain in battle, and you're a Mingasi, and they're used to following them. So,
right,
yeah. How's that gonna go for you? Are you excited?
Not really.
Yeah.
I think this sort of situation would make artists want to shrivel up and die. But we'll have to deal with it next episode. That's fine.
Uh huh. Yeah. At least until Luna gasses everybody.
Right. Yo, I wanted to say, for anybody who's been watching the post shows consistently, that like maybe they saw the ones where Pocket was saying like she was struggling a little bit. And I just wanted to say the last couple of episodes you have been so on point, like you've been doing awesome for sure.
I've been trying to take into the whole like what would a mad scientist do?
Yeah.
Absolutely absurd things that would not involve fighting at all. So besides the one stab I've had in the last like what every episode I haven't like gotten in a fight pretty much since the beginning.
I mean, you're an expert at dissecting because you're a generic scientist, so stabbing.
No, I'm an expert at dissecting because they're already dead.
Yeah. Yeah. Not so much good with the living.
Yeah.
This one.
Yep. So I mean, I'm really hoping my plan, like, because I don't know that the fight's over, so I'm there like, oh, man, there's a huge fight going on, we just need to get off this stupid ship.
I'm just excited that your first thing is very Basil-inspired, this, like, well, I have this gas that can, like, emotionally fuck people up, so I'm going to dump it into the air systems for the whole ship, and everybody's going to get fucked up. So just carpet bomb that whole thing with feelings.
I'm really hoping. And then my whole scientist ways will be like, yes. Yes, let me see.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, it's not cool to drug your friends. That's all I'm saying.
It's a temporary hypnosis.
Friends is a really loose word for this group.
Yeah. It's, and becoming less and less as time goes on.
What were you gonna say?
No, it's fine.
I was gonna say, I'm glad that I got a nice moment with Basil. First ever.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun trying to like placate to a person who just wanted to murder stuff, being like, how do I cheer this person up?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a struggle. Sure.
I've been trying to figure out like these encounters seem way harder than they were in season one, but they haven't changed difficulty. And I think it like we haven't been playing the game right in season two like we were in season one. In season one we would have like events that defined us, which we would then turn into aspects, so we had more to call upon, and we also made sure that we were like getting stunts. And I remember like I distinctly remember in season one we had like Jesse's like if he's outnumbered he gets +2, and Rex's if he's one-on-one he gets +2, and these like helped us through fights, and we have like none of that at all.
Yeah,
in this
we
season.
Work together. We don't really work together because, again, we're not.
I know.
We don't
so
give a fuck about each other.
When we worked together, we had the bonuses as well, and now we're working alone, but we didn't give ourselves any bonuses.
Listen,
it's even harder.
It's interesting.
So I think,
I would like to speak out real quick and be like, yo, I learned a lot about my character those first few episodes when I lost in every role. And I was like, well, I guess I'm just going to lose. And that's where we came up with Model Prisoner. So I think my character learned a lot because what like Jesse experienced today, I experienced in like the first two episodes. And I'm like, I need to mold my character to not be a fighter. And I think that's when I started like trying to get more into character at that point. So, but granted, I'm still so like, we're still all pretty solo. Besides Artemis. She's like the only one.
Yeah.
So I think I need to come up with a couple of stunts that we can use for the last few sessions for sure.
Yeah, I think the interesting thing is, yeah, there is this. The first season was a gang of misfits against the universe. And this one is like, this is the darker sequel, right? Where it's like the gang against themselves. And it's not so much us, like you and everybody else. It's kind of like all these complicated kind of internal
troubles. The universe isn't even out to get them anymore.
No. So.
Yeah, the stakes are totally different, right? Yep. It's not a huge issue. It's a much smaller. This is like The Hobbit and the last season was Lord of the Rings. Like,
yeah, it's different because I think that there is still like the big stakes, but there's this like internal, like what to do about it. It's not so much like if we don't stop them, then the world is going to end. It's more like, what do we do? Like, what is the right thing to do here? Everybody has their own.
It's that movie trope of like, in the first season, we had a villain. And even though the villain was an entity, it existed. And then in the second season, there kind of hasn't been one. And so, like, we've been, like, making each other the villain.
Yep.
For the most part. So, yeah, I think for real, it's a very different experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm digging it personally. I think it's a really interesting compare and contrast.
It's super cool. Mm-hmm.
So I want to ask Jesse, what is Basil going to blow up here? What is the plan? Because I've got some theories, right? I can't think of anything external you're going to fire at. So I'm thinking maybe you're just going to overload the cannon and try to blow up the ship.
That's what exactly my thought.
That's kind of
what I assumed.
He's going to make it reach full power and then leave it there until something happens.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows? Who knows what'll happen?
You do.
Yes, that's true.
I don't know what's gonna happen.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, you've got some time to think on it.
Yeah, so. I never go into this expecting something to happen. Like, I know people think like, here's where I want my character to go. I'm fully aware that on an episode by episode basis, I'm most likely gonna be all over the place. Mostly because roles and the way like. This episode, I couldn't get anything, so I was like, all right, well, I guess I'm just going to become a very depressing droid from now on.
Yeah, this episode was very much like, hey, I want to do a thing. Hey, I didn't roll well. Hey, Adam, what happens? I think most of it. And I'm like I'm trying to compel everybody and throw points around, and even then it's not working. I've got no points, so I get my ass kicked.
It was really nice.
You were trying to save everyone, and I think everyone realized there was no saving this one.
Yeah.
This was literally just
a team
have some negatives.
Yeah. Loses.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it puts us in a position where the next few episodes we can start arcing towards the end.
This definitely would have been if this was any other type of role play scenario, this would have been one where someone died. Someone would have died this episode.
Oh, yeah, for totally. Sure. Yeah, this were like D&D.
What do you mean someone? Rex.
A game in which, this might have been Rex's last stand, especially after that mysterious conversation with Thuja, right?
Oh my God. Yeah. Did you like message Adam on the sly and be like, I think a secret convo should happen.
Right? No, so right after the last episode, Sam messaged me, and don't worry, Sam, I won't reveal our secrets. Sam messaged me and was like, here is a thing. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like, damn. And so I was like, okay, Thuja and Rex will have a conversation, and she's going to tell you this, and you're going to tell her that thing you told me, and then this is what's going to happen. And so now... that happened.
And then maybe we'll call back to it later.
Yeah. And I said, you know, later, once the thing gets revealed, if you want to, you can either use your stunt or we can just say, like, I think back to when I was in that cell with Thuja and here's what we said. Like, that's a, like, last scene or very nearly last scene of the show for Rex, for sure. Damn. That, like, what did you reveal to Thuja? Yeah.
Huh.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah. So it should be interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing kind of where all this stuff ends up. Coming up on the big climax. And I don't think this is going to be like an action. I was thinking about this a lot today, actually. I don't think this is going to be like a big, clear action movie climax. I don't think we're going to necessarily have like one last big fight. I think it'll be like another episode to set things up and then an episode to be like, cool, where do all the pieces fall? Everybody like, you play the hand you got and we see where we end up.
I don't believe you at all. I don't believe you at all because I know there is a penguin seeking revenge, creating a giant warship on the planet. I know that this is happening. I do not believe you. There will definitely be a crazy climax.
Feels like it feels like this is supposed to like be like the end of Nebula Jazz, and it just feels like it just doesn't feel like it's
like we're halfway through the story.
Yeah, it feels like it's just not ready. Like the penguin alone could be a whole story, like a penguin army, not only coming after us, but coming after Rex, because I find out he consumed one. Maybe it was their leader.
I ate like three last season. It wasn't one.
That's true. He ate a lot.
It blew my mind talking with JP and realizing that these seasons have been the same length. Because season one felt so long. It felt like so much happened in it. I was like, surely we played that one for like 30 episodes. We did not.
It's very easy to lose track of that time in both directions, to think that a thing lasted a lot longer than it did, or vice versa. And I think that's, you know, coming from playing Court of Swords, which is like almost we're getting close to like episode 70 soon.
Oh.
Just the pacing of the mechanisms and kind of the frenetic play definitely bends the way that Nebula Jazz feels. Like it sometimes feels like so much is happening that it feels longer than it was. And other times it's like, well, shit, we just like blew through all this stuff that would have taken much longer in another system. So it's
right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really interesting that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, in between last episode and this one, I got some good stuff, some good feedback from y'all, which was cool. So if you have more things, if you have plots or plans or thoughts that you want my help in building towards at the end, let me know. Feel free to message me.
I was going to say, does that include bonus stat points? Because I think I need them.
No, but if you want to have any kind of like change to your stunts or your aspects, if you're like, oh, maybe for this end arc, this is what I want to aim towards and let's change my aspects. You can. I'm totally cool for that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something you want. Cool. Well, thank you for the episode, everybody. This was a good one.
Yeah. And, thank you.
Yeah, and we'll see all y'all next time for the near conclusion, Nebula Jazz. Cool. Thanks for coming, patrons. See you around, everybody.
Bye-bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.